10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello.
Hello.
The higher, the fewer.
What?
Okay.
I thought that would break our usual, you know, problem of saying hello to each other.
Oh, it did.
27
now I'm just
times.
Confused.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to watch more Star Trek in that case.
The higher, the fewer.
Yeah. The ultimate conversation stopper, apparently. Not really what the show needs.
It worked, though.
Yeah, it did work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, hello, welcome to the show, and in the week that new pictures of Pluto have been sent back by the New Horizons probe, and because of gerrymandering, a college student in Colombia is technically the only voter in an upcoming election.
Hmm. And in the week where Taco Bell released a taco with a fried chicken shell.
Want.
And scientists agreed to write a letter to aliens, but haven't decided whether they want to send it to space.
It was like the ultimate letter you've written, never meaning to send.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And in a week where Mario turned 30, that's depressing. And also a week where Apple have finally entered the stationery market by inventing a shiny $99 pencil.
That's one heck of a pencil.
It is. Well, this is the Geekby Chronicles.
It is indeed.
Wow. Okay. So, hello.
Hello.
Stop it.
Okay,
we're
going to
do
fine.
It again. We're going to fall into that trap.
Well, I like all the hellos.
Hello.
Yes. It's kind of very very British, I suppose.
Indeed.
So we had a very food-related show 2 weeks ago, and we've just about recovered. I've been in for extensive heart bypass surgery in the meantime. It's all right. We've just about recovered from that. And actually, we are going to talk a little bit about bad food this week because I've had some exceptionally bad food in the past week. It was awful, and I want to moan about it.
Always good. We've also got... This week has been a big week for all sorts of news happening.
News? News, you say?
Yes. Things have been happening in the world.
More world-shaking than... not sending a letter into space to aliens.
Apparently.
Well, that's not even news. That's more just, we thought about it. We actually sat down and we wrote it. We were a bit drunk, but you know.
But we...
Maybe it was for the aliens that already live on Earth.
Maybe.
Controversial.
Maybe. Yes. Mm. Well, in certainly UK shattering news, the Labour leadership vote has finally closed.
Well, and we thought we'd be different to all other media outlets by not bitching about Jeremy Corbyn.
Yes, we did.
So we might just be quite nice about it.
We're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna give you the facts, and then we're not gonna hate on Corbyn.
It's a revolutionary idea.
Yes, we are breaking new ground here on the show tonight. We've got all our usuals as well. We've got the bad song. We've got the tumble fumble.
And the bad songs this week are. I'm not gonna count my chickens before they're hatched, but I think I'm on to another winner this week.
Uh-huh. Vote for me. Anyway, uh-huh. And we've also got some features, which you hastily wrote down before we started the show.
Yeah, it's a back of a pop and unpack it kind of idea, but yes. I've been spending a lot of time the past week working on quite a lot of old technology, and let's talk a bit about that, because actually some stuff was so unpopular when it launched and when it came out, and actually now... it's cool again, which I know sounds a bit hipster, but this is stuff that's even too cool for hipsters to have.
Right.
This is like a mustache with handlebars so large you can see them from space.
I think hipsters would be on board with that.
Damn it. Okay. Think of something else. What wouldn't hipsters like?
Stuff that's too mainstream. Stuff that other people like.
Oh, well, I like it, therefore.
Therefore hipsters can't.
Yeah. Because I'm mainstream.
Yeah.
If you say
I'm,
so.
I'm so mainstream that hipsters drown in me.
Right.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
Should we play? Should we? Well, because that's how you drown a hipster.
A hipster.
The only body of water that a hipster or a hipster can drown in is the mainstream.
Yeah, well, it's true. It's true.
Okay. And
how did the hipster burn his tongue? He drank his coffee before it was cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm anyone sorry. Else knows any hipster jokes? Please do send them in.
Yes, yes, please. Well,
yes, moving swiftly on.
So,
for the benefit of our listeners,
how often do you have fast food, just out of interest?
Not a lot.
How often really? Do you have fast food?
Oh, so are we talking kind of our McDonald's genre food?
Well, okay, fast food or takeaway?
Oh,
because there is a difference between the two, and I'll get onto that in a minute. But how often do you order food from a place that is not cooked by yourself?
Well, if you mean takeaway, then about like 10 minutes ago. But
yeah, how often? Not when was the last time?
Every
2 weeks? Yeah, probably at least once a week, probably.
At least once a week. And what about, so, I mean, that a lot of that is probably takeaway. How about things like McDonald's, fast food, that kind of thing?
Well, I suppose I'd have takeaway usually when I'm here. So I pretty much stopped having takeaway at home. Otherwise, I'd just constantly be eating takeaway.
So no takeaway unless you happen to be in the studio, in which case you're the one that drops all the pilau rice all over the floor.
Yeah. Well, it is fun to hoover up rice once it's dried. And it makes that lovely rattling noise.
It would be lovely. If you ever hoovered the studio, that would be really fine. But since you don't...
Well, you know, I clear up after you when you come to mine sometimes. And, you know, you can clear up after me. If you didn't like it, you wouldn't invite us over.
When I visit your house, I do the cleaning up.
I don't make you, though. You could just go home, like a normal person.
True, true. Curse my cleaning and cleanliness. The reason I'm asking is that I have takeaway every now and then, which I tend to class slightly differently because I think, you know, it's probably being prepared reasonably fresh by someone who probably knows what they're doing. But
you'd hope.
Well, yeah, you'd hope. But...
Or at least, you know, microwave by a safe pair of hands.
Yeah, but I had I stopped by McDonald's this week, and I tweeted about this as well, but I stopped by McDonald's because I'd had to go in, I had an eye test, one of my eyes failed, it has to take a resit, but I went in for an eye test and thought, oh, I'll just grab some lunch while I'm out, and went into McDonald's, and I ordered a... It was called an Indian chicken for some bizarre reason.
Okay.
Are they shipping them in special?
No, as far as I could tell, it was meant to be a standard chicken breast fillet in breadcrumbs with like Indian spices and yogurt and mint and stuff on it. So anyway, I ordered this thing and I got back to my seat and opened up the box with the burger in it. There was lettuce everywhere. It was like a salad had exploded inside the box, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I thought, quite healthy, but there was a burger somewhere buried in this mess of exploded salad. So, you know, I was kind of 1 out of 10 for presentation at that point in time anyway. And then I took a bite of this burger after attempting to kind of get it out of this pile of salad and kind of reconstruct it into its bun and things like that. I took a bite and bit into the coldest, most half-frozen slab of processed chicken breast.
I'm doing major cringe face. Yeah.
And so my my most recent and quite rare experience with McDonald's this week was an almost frozen chicken burger. And I was just really curious as to whether you or any of our listeners had experienced like really kind of bad takeaway hell like that before. I mean, you see in the news every now and then people talking about, oh, you know, I got a microwave rat at McDonald's or whatever. But have any of you?
Well, I've never had a bad McDonald's or fast food experience like that. But when I was at primary school, my school dinners were, for at least the first half of the time I was there, were provided by a company. Whose name I won't mention. And one lunchtime, they served us chicken and chips, and the chicken was, much like yours, half frozen.
Oh.
So
Yeah, I mean, that isn't just an unpleasant experience. That's, I'm actually worried this could...
It's a dangerous experience.
Could, you know, be dangerous to my health.
Experience. So, yeah, so it was slightly dangerous to my health, and I have been quite unwell since then in terms of the kind of food-related illnesses you get that I don't really want to describe in graphic detail on the air. But, you know, it was really the first horrible experience I'd had at a place like that, other than, you know, the generally really rude staff.
I mean, the worst thing that I've had from McDonald's really is I quite often order the fillet of fish.
Right.
So, and quite often they don't have them, they don't make those as regularly as they make the other burgers. So sometimes you get one that's just really super dried out because it's been sitting around for hours. But that's about as bad as it gets,
that's
really,
quite gross.
For me. It is kind of gross, yeah. And really disappointing because when you get a fresh one, it's awesome.
I'll have to try that. I'll have to.
But a dry one is just like...
Work out their Filet-O-Fish schedule and see if we can... Yeah. It'd be quite nice to work out when they do the fresh ones.
Experiments in fish scheduling.
I think it
we'll
just depends,
to,
you know, when the last person went in and, you know.
But there's one takeaway that has never failed to disappoint me. Never failed to amaze me, rather. Has never disappointed me. And that's KFC. I don't have it often, but there's something about a fast food restaurant that serves gravy that makes me feel pretty epic.
I suppose I've never felt like KFC has dished me up something that it wasn't the way that it was supposed to be. But I suppose it's probably not one of my favourites, just because I'm not always in the mood for chicken.
How do you feel about the gravy?
But I mean, the gravy is bordering on religious experience.
I was just about to use that phrase as well. Mm. It's, I mean, I'm salivating thinking about it. And they probably put crack in there. Like, you know, Coca-Cola originally had cocaine in it. I think that this is something very similar. The KFC gravy has some kind of class A substance that gets us all
quite addicted.
Or
it's at least whatever it is they put in Pringles.
Yes, because indeed, once you pop, you can't stop. I wonder what would happen if you dipped Pringles in KFC gravy.
I don't think you would ever stop eating.
I don't ever stop eating.
But I think someone would come back 2 days later and just find you...
Still in the KFC.
Rocking backwards and forwards in a corner.
Crying.
Going, gravy, gravy!
With your tube of Pringles and your
crying
vat of gravy.
With your Pringles and your gravy and... Gravy yes. Tears running down your face going, I just don't want to eat this anymore.
If I won the lottery, I would get a hot tub full of KFC gravy and an infinite supply of Pringles.
Please don't. Please never, ever buy a lottery ticket.
Oh, do you not think that I would smell lovely bathing in KFC gravy?
I don't know.
I don't.
This notion just frightens me.
Okay, so scaring my co-presenters here this evening. I had a little bit of comment in the chat room about that. So as a reminder, you can chat along with us during the show. If you head to gkly.co and click the chat button, you can get into the chat room there on the website. It is an IRC channel, so you can connect using your favorite IRC client. Connect to Freenode, and we are GKLY, the channel GKLY. And Jake in the chat room has said, popcorn chicken plus, 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 plus. Popcorn chicken is my go-to. A popcorn chicken meal is my go-to. So someone there, a lot of love for the popcorn chicken. I have to say, the popcorn chicken is quite tasty. Mm. You're not a fan?
It doesn't really blip on my radar, but yeah, I suppose I'm a bit peculiar.
This our listeners are well aware of.
This is not news to any of us.
Indeed. So, yeah, I have to agree that popcorn chicken is pretty nice. So, listeners, please let us know in the chat room. You can tweet us at GKLYCO. You can email us studio@gkly.co or studio@geeklychronicles.com if you really feel like writing the full thing out. You could also phone us or text us.
Is this the part where I read out the numbers?
Well, I was thinking people are bored of my voice.
People are probably bored of me reading out the numbers, but the numbers you're going to need if you're in the UK are 0203 389 6245.
That's number Wang.
Indeed. Or in the US, 415 287 9705. Call them, text them, just don't.
Put them in a stew.
Put them in a stew.
Yeah.
That'd be a bad idea.
Uh-huh, you can't really do that with numbers.
The numbers are also on the website if my co-presenter's interjection with the number Wang was just too exciting for you and you've forgotten what all the numbers were.
Yeah, absolutely. So please let us know if you've had a good or bad or indifferent takeaway experience. If you think a hot tub full of KFC gravy is the future.
Is in any way a good idea.
Then please, we'd like to hear from you because I think it's a blooming amazing idea.
Right.
But speaking of bad takeaway experiences, we've also got this week's Bad Song of the Week. It's our regular feature.
Indeed. I was wondering how you were going to crowbar that in.
It was less crowbarred and more smashed in with a large brick.
Yes.
In that instance.
A bit like when you're doing a jigsaw and the last piece you have is from a different jigsaw.
Yeah, you just kind of make it fit.
I was like, I don't care that this is sky and the rest of it was ground. Anyway, we've got Bad Song of the Week. So
yes.
What is yours? Mine is, it was a number one hit in 1999. So you're probably going to love it.
I do. I do love this song. I remember dancing to this song at school discos. It's a brilliant song. I don't understand how you could even consider this being a bad song.
I will explain.
Go on.
The song I've chosen is Venga Boys with We're Going to Ibiza. And yes, they do pronounce it like that.
That's because they're not English. They pronounce it in the way that it's pronounced natively in their country.
It's not, well, it's just not, it's not.
That's
it's
how
not
the Dutch
good.
Pronounce Ibiza. We say Ibiza, they say Ibiza.
It's not good. Anyway.
Was that the entirety of the Dutch language? Are you just smearing the Dutch now on a pancake?
I don't know if that sounds delicious or terrifying.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's an awful song. It's got badly written lyrics. It doesn't rhyme. It's got an entirely forgettable and
boring
tune.
The lyrics come from a different song from an earlier time.
So, I mean, if you've it was kind of a remixed song as well. So it was, I don't know if you've done your research and known that.
Originally, they were going to Barbados.
Yeah, so something like that. Yeah. Mm. So it was a re-release of another song, kind of. Back in the 60s and whenever it came out, Barbados was the banging holiday destination. And in the 90s, Ibiza was the banging holiday destination.
Well, that surely makes it worse because they've essentially taken the song, changed the word Barbados to Ibiza and re-released it. Jiggery pokeried some of the rest of the lyrics. They're not even trying anymore.
Well, let's listen to a clip of your song then. The rest of the lyrics there are, we're going to have a party in the Mediterranean Sea.
You should be ashamed that you know that, you know.
I can sing along to the entire song. I even know the dance.
Of course you do. Well, at least Misty M in the chat room says, oh no, not this song. So finally someone sees my point.
But is it the worst of the two bad songs of the week? And I think not. So my bad song of the week this week is truly awful. I have been scouring the internet for terribleness, and it turns out a lot of people release really bad songs.
That's why we keep doing this feature. Yeah,
it's great. We could do this feature, you know, ad nauseum forever and ever.
And we probably will.
Yes. Yep.
We'll keep doing this program ad nauseum, and believe me, I'm certainly feeling a certain.
Well, I'm starting to wonder what if season two will ever end, if we'll ever get to a season three. Ever going to take a season break?
But, season one had 10 episodes,
so I'm thinking we should have 9. Every episode. Yeah, okay, maybe.
So you know, maybe.
Anyway, back to the bad song.
Back to that. So let's do the thing we're actually supposed to be doing.
I
for the first time ever on this show.
I saw on the television not too long ago a documentary about people that have a rather excessive amount of plastic surgery. Not because they need it or because they want to feel more comfortable within themselves, but because they want to look more like certain celebrities, which is an interesting thing. And, you know, fair play to these people if they want to look how they want to look. However, a trio of them got together to create a band and a song to promote the idea of going to your doc, as they put it in the song, and changing yourself to look like your most favorite celebrity.
It's at this point that I think I should probably concede defeat now, but we'll see how the vote goes.
So the song is called We Are the Plastics, and it is by The Plastics.
Creative.
You see what they did there? Yeah. It starts out quite promising.
Are you one of the boring people
who don't want to be beautiful?
Because everyone can be beautiful
when you're made of plastic.
So, you know, we're off to a good start.
Yes. I am truly one of the boring people, apparently.
But the chorus does pick up a bit. We are the plastics, living a life that's now elastic. We are fantastic. If you want to be us, let our docs work their magic. That last line was, if you want to be us, let our docs work their magic.
Wow.
you had a slightly cringy face on there, Catherine. So that is the choice of bad song for this week. You can vote for those songs by going to gkly.co/bad.
Yes, JKH in the chat room says, that in three separate messages.
Was awful.
That was awful, yes.
So your votes this week are between the Venga Boys, and we're going to Ibiza. We're going to eat pizza, as I used to sing at school. We're going to Ibiza.
Back to the island. You weren't kidding when you said you knew the dance, were you?
So it's between that song and We Are the Plastics by The Plastics. We are the plastics, living a life that's now elastic. We are
fantastic. If you wanna be us, let our docs work their magic. Sometimes I envy the fact that our listeners can't see the dances you do.
Yes, I think so. So that's basically auto-tune for the soul, essentially, that song.
Uh-huh. It sounds to me like they're singing...
It's auto-tune for the face.
If you want to be a slob, dogs work their magic.
Not quite.
That's just what I'm hearing.
If you want to be us, let our dogs work their magic.
I guess it's the us let that's throwing
that
me.
Sounds like, yeah. Mm. Okay. Also, hello to Amy, who has arrived fashionably late to the party.
Hello, Amy. Thank you for tuning in. We've had some more requests come through, which is nice. Someone has requested one of my favourite songs, so we'll play that shortly. But yes, other than voting for our bad songs, has anyone voted yet? Oh, I wonder.
A couple of people have voted, one each.
Oh, present. We're currently tied.
So we are currently
How
tied.
How can anyone think the Venga Boys song is worse than the song by The Plastics?
At this point, I really don't know.
What's your impartial view, Catherine?
I think we live in a very strange world.
Yes.
We certainly do. As is evidenced by the fact that this show exists and continues to get listeners.
Indeed. and presenters.
And presenters,
for
yeah.
For that matter.
True.
Yes. So
there's been a lot of politics news going around at the moment.
Yes. We, like many of our listeners, we live in a country. And that country, again, like many in the world, has a government. And our government at the moment is comprised of not the Labour Party. And for that reason...
That's not their actual name, but...
No. So the Labour Party aren't in power. And at the last election, their leader, Ed Miliband, resigned. So there's been an election to pick a new leader.
Yes, an election to pick a new leader of this
of
party
the
that's
party.
Not in power,
isn't in
not
power.
An election to elect someone to power.
Yes.
But there, I mean, there's been a lot
a
of politics.
Of the opposition,
a leader of the
will.
Opposition, yes. If you will. The quietest bat person we can possibly find. But there's been a lot of politics news all around the place at the moment. There's a lot of political commentary coming out of Australia at the moment. Certainly is their Prime Minister seems to enjoy eating raw onions. Generally saying silly things on Twitter, yeah. And a lot of politics news coming out of the US with
because Donald Trump continues to insist on
breathing,
yeah. So existing,
it's definitely an interesting time for politics. But here in the UK, we are facing this odd kind of idea of an election to pick a leader of a party that's not in power, but it is
democracy.
The main opposition party currently, the way that party politics works, of course, parties get numbers of seats based on constituencies won through votes. So the Labour Party is the main opposition party, so they are essentially electing a leader of the opposition.
Yes.
And that election, well, the voting has now been done and the results come
closed,
out tomorrow.
Closed midday today, and we will know by 11:30 a.m. tomorrow.
But we had a lot of very similar candidates,
yes.
With very similar policies, and then one complete outsider that, by their own admission, became part of the leadership race because people wanted to broaden the debate rather than actually wanting this person to win, which seemed a bit silly.
Let's mention him by name. Jeremy Corbyn is the fellow that's not like the rest.
One of these things is not like the other.
Indeed. His policies seem to be slightly... People generally think his policies are more left-wing than any of the other candidates' policies and that sort of thing. And he's not quite, you know, what everyone thinks the Labour Party is. He doesn't quite fit that image. But there are plenty of people that say that's a good thing. He might be some new, fresh ideas for the Labour Party.
So it's interesting, right? So when I was younger and my parents kind of came from a very socialist sort of background, they were very much, you know, very socialist. And there was a big difference between socialist parties like Labour and more conservative parties like the Conservative Party.
Creatively named.
I think everyone kind of feels like politics has all become a bit centrist these days, and a lot of the parties are very similar. So I can completely see what people mean when they say, oh, this person is talking differently to all these other people. It's a breath of fresh air. It is really interesting. I think the thing that interests me the most about this particular debate is that a lot of people are saying, so this person has, you know, he's got the required number of people supporting them to be able to stand in this election. And now people like him and they think he might win and that could be a disaster. Quick, everyone, you know, tell people not to vote for him.
Yes.
Like, well, actually, you know, if people fairly vote this person in as the leader of their party, then that's democracy.
Yes. And
surely that's how it's meant to work.
Yes. And in terms of the people that may or may not be voting him in, it appears to be working. So YouGov did a poll about a month ago.
And we all know how accurate these polls are.
Yes, after all.
That was a whole month ago.
Fun election surprise. But I've also got it in a newspaper here, which I will rustle to prove that it
exists. You
actually
do have a physical newspaper.
I know.
What is this madness?
I haven't seen one of those in years.
Yes. This is, you know, the internet.
Yeah.
This is like one
How often
billionth
does it refresh?
Of that.
How often
that
does
refreshes
it refresh?
Every day except the weekend.
Okay. And do I have to buy a new piece of hardware every time the content gets updated?
Yeah.
That
much.
Seems a bit wasteful.
Actually, but it's got... you don't have to buy it. You just have to go someplace where they're handing them out.
Oh, well, that's true. This is
a
metro, free hardware.
So it's free hardware.
Okay.
It's got a fairly intuitive interface, you know, just grab it, open it, all touch-based. But it says inside that the headline is Corbyn on a roll, but one in five couldn't vote. This is from today's Metro. And it says... that the polls suggest that Corbyn is going to win the Labour leadership. But, interestingly, there have been calls for an inquiry into the voting process because it's been reported that 20% of people in London, that's one in five as the headline says, they were eligible to vote but didn't receive a ballot paper.
Oh.
Which is odd. I've seen several things like that on Twitter as well today. There are... a few people so to join the Labour Party and become eligible to vote, you have to sign up, declare you have no allegiance to any other party, and pay a £3 fee.
It's only £3 if you sign up as a supporter. If you actually want to join, it's more.
Yeah, it's
but
like
you are eligible
pounds,
to vote if you're just a supporter.
Yes. Yeah. But there are people. There were people tweeting earlier that they had signed up and they paid their £3 fee. So that they were eligible to vote. And then when it came time to get their ballot paper, they got an email saying, we're not going to give you a ballot paper because you haven't paid the fee. But that email arrived like 20 minutes before the vote closed earlier today.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So they had no time to like pay the fee and get the ballot paper because it comes through in the post.
So I mean, it sounds like whoever is the next leader of the Labour Party has a serious administration problem to solve first. It's interesting. I keep saying it's interesting. I really
should think
of something
else. I suppose
that system
was all brand new for this time through, and it just sounds like it wasn't well administered.
When they did have other ways of being able to vote as well. You could vote by text message and things like that as well if you're registered to do so. And I think a lot of people registered for a lot more people than expected registered for a physical ballot paper, and I think that was one of the issues.
Yes.
But you know what, one of the candidates, Liz Kendall, has said, you know, if Jeremy Corbyn wins, it would be a huge mistake not to accept that result as legitimate, which yes. I think is the right statement to make, because so many other people in the party have said.
It does seem bizarre that statement needs to be made.
Well, exactly. True. And it's because so many other people in the party have said, oh, well, if Jeremy Corbyn wins, we're not going to take it seriously. I'm like, well, the party then. It's if that's what party members vote for, every party member has the same right as every other party member.
Yes. One member, one vote, or one person, one vote. Isn't that kind of the idea of the system?
Point, yes. Yeah? How politics here is meant to work.
Yes, it's how it's meant to work. But yes, there are plenty of people saying that they're not going to accept the result. But fortunately, there are a few people like Liz Kendall. She said she was grateful to Corbyn for energising the Labour Party and inspiring this kind of debate and discussion,
I think whatever your opinion, I think there's no denying the fact that Jeremy Corbyn being a part of this race has really electrified politics. And it's made people care and people interested, because it was a very different rhetoric.
Yeah. A lot of people have decided that, the ideals that they have fit with Labour's ideals and joined the party so that they could vote in this election, but so that they can then become part of a political movement they agree with. Which is always good.
Well, yeah, and you know, even if that's not the case, and you know, whatever party you support, I think you can't ever say that it's a bad thing that anything that has happened has got people more interested in politics.
Absolutely.
Because I think the worst thing for politics is apathy. You know, it's nice to have people caring. Yep. You look very apathetic.
Do I?
You're just like, can we talk about something more interesting? Yeah.
Well, somewhere in this paper, I have a story about.
I'm interested in what the result is, but at the moment, it all just feels like, you know, all that speculation. You know, the day before an election, or the night of the election before the results, because that's what it is.
It is, yeah. There's no big
televised
thing
about this until we actually know what, until the results start coming in.
Well, I mean, and I think it's been really cool to see the result of this shake-up, but you know, we don't know what the
I just want to know what the outcome is.
Yes.
Does anyone have Jeremy Corbyn's number, or anyone in the Labour Party team, because we could always give them a call and see if we could work this out?
Afraid not.
I'd have to check. I could Google.
Yeah. 118118. I'm looking for Jeremy Corbyn, please.
Andy Burnham won't return my calls, but that's for a very different issue.
Yeah, well.
That's what happens when you get in a fight in a restaurant about the price of an uncooked burger.
But, yes, you really need to stop getting in fights when you go out on dates in restaurants.
Yeah, it is an issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Politics. So other than dating Andy Burnham, what else are you up to?
Is that libel?
I don't know. I think, is it? Yeah, probably. It might well be.
Let's move on quickly then.
Okay.
Nobody said anything about dating him. He was just in the restaurant at the time.
Yeah, I could have been on a date with someone else, and Andy Burnham was just there, and we got in a fight. Despite the fact that this is all entirely false, but, you know,
that's never stopped
us before.
So the headline in the Daily Mail tomorrow, Andy Burnham fights podcast presenter over burger.
Yes. Is entirely true.
Burnham smash.
Oh, that'd be
just
funny.
Randomly inventing tabloid headlines now.
If Corbyn doesn't win, which is also entirely possible because, you know, democracy, it looks like Yvette Cooper is going to take the leadership spot. In the polls, it depends which poll you ask, obviously.
As always.
Because, as was the case in our general election, and as is the case now, the polls are wildly different, but it looks, in pretty much all of them, she's got the second highest amount of votes. It's just the gap between her and Corbyn tends to change, so it seems to be the case that we'll get Yvette Cooper if we don't get Jeremy Corbyn as Labour leader. And in terms of deputies, because they've also been voting on that, Harriet Harman is not going to be the deputy under the new leader necessarily. It's going to be, according to a poll in the Metro, it's going to be Caroline Flint with 39% of that particular vote. But again, no guarantees. Polls are always, you know, very wrong.
polls are always very wrong. That's your...
That, well, given the record they had at the general election, that's the conclusion that we've come to. But
fair enough.
Actually, the whole Tumble Fumble's been pretty rocky this week.
Oh, well.
Yeah, as far as amusing hashtags today, you know, well, nothing's exactly found my funny bone. The only thing that really sort of got me giggling earlier this week was Sherlock as Disney.
Sherlock as Disney.
Yeah, on Twitter rather than Tumblr. But yeah. So essentially, you know, clips from Sherlock compared to stills from Disney. It does what it says on the tin.
Any particularly good ones?
Yeah, I mean, seeing one there of The Lion King.
So this is at Sher as Disney on Twitter, we think. So we've got some Peter Pan going on. We've got, is that, that appears to be, is that Goofy there? There's Disney characters, like there's Dory from Finding Nemo next to a face that looks pretty much exactly like
Moriarty.
The one Dory's doing. But yeah, Moriarty is doing that.
One of my favourites is John Watson compared with Sebastian the Crab from...
that's from, always a good one.
from The Little Mermaid. I'm not sure how far back you'd have to go to find that one. I think it was,
there
five,
we go.
It was 5 days
there
ago.
We go. Yeah, found it. That retweeting is brilliant. It.
That's one yes. of my favourites. I think it's the red shirt that makes it there. John's lovely red shirt. Sebastian the Crab is one of my favourite characters ever.
Who's Sebastian the Crab?
He's this little guy. I'm just going to show you a picture on my phone.
Oh!
He's a teeny tiny crab.
From?
He's in The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I've never seen it.
You're missing out.
Apparently.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's about all I got.
So, red crabs.
Yeah, red crabs.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, pretty much crabs. That's all you're getting this week.
You've got crabs.
Yeah, after a fumble.
After a fumble. Okay. So that's
the
this
best
week's
of us.
Tumble Fumble, and once again getting dangerously
another,
close to losing another, our clean iTunes
another
rating.
Another headline for the, what was it, for the Mail Online sidebar yeah. yes. of shame.
Presenter gets crabs after a fumble.
Yes.
Let's not go there.
33% of podcast presenters get crabs.
Yes.
Apparently 33% of the presenters of this podcast.
Can we stop saying crabs? It's just
crab. I'm going to have to play
the
song about crabs.
I'm just
going to
randomly say the word crabs throughout the rest of the podcast.
So interestingly, we were talking about which came first, the song Breakfast in America with the line, can we have crippers for breakfast, mummy dear, mummy dear, mm-hmm. or the phrase smoke me a kipper, I'll be back for breakfast from
Got
Red Dwarf.
In the end.
Now, the song Breakfast in America by Supertramp was released in 1979. The character Ace Rimmer from Red Dwarf was first seen on our screens in 1991.
Well,
so
there we go.
I'm afraid it was Supertramp that came first.
Yeah,
and Super Rimmer that came after.
Supertramp inspired
Ace Rimmer.
May well have done. Mm-hmm. And Red Dwarf is filming new series as well.
Yeah, I got an email today saying I could go in the ballot for tickets to go see it be filmed.
I'm assuming That's you exciting. Said yes.
I haven't really been at my laptop, but I might.
Do it. Do it now.
Do it.
Okay. Next time I... Yeah. Okay.
Good. That does have to happen.
But it did actually win an international Emmy back in 1994.
Hmm.
From one of my favourite episodes too.
Which one was that?
Gunman of the Apocalypse.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was a really good one. It had its own little custom soundtrack as well. I love that. But yeah, it started in 1988, ran to 1993, then took a bit of a break, then was back 1997 to 99, then took a long break. Dave did its little special in 2009 and then in 2012.
Brought it back
They
a bit
picked
more
it up
properly.
To series.
Yeah, and now there are two more series that will be... Yes. Exclusively on Dave. Dave, for those people not in the UK, is a TV channel. We have a channel here called Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, the after naming... Dave Lister, I believe.
Yes. So
the idea of naming it that, it literally says on their website, because everyone knows a Dave.
Everyone knows a Dave.
Apparently.
Yep.
So
it was originally based on a Radio 4 television. Sorry, Radio 4.
Radio 4 television.
Radio 4 radio play as well, before it was televised as well. So it's quite interesting. And that came out in 1974. Wow. Mm-hmm. Back
so
in
was that before or after Supertramp? Remind me.
Supertramp.
Before Supertramp.
Yeah, Supertramp was 1979.
Ah, well.
But the Ace Rimmer character...
Ace Rimmer wasn't.
Wasn't until 1991. So I mean, Red Dwarf started in 88.
Yeah. But. So I suppose it's up to you to decide whether who came up with the Kipper idea first. But
yes.
It's a Kipper conundrum.
It's a Kipper caper.
Indeed.
A Kipper caper.
Right. What's next?
Kipper caper. Kipper caper.
Moving on.
I was going to find Before the song about crabs, so you keep talking for a second.
This is actually happening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
If we say something on air
that's
potentially incriminating, we get
although
a song.
Speaking about Sebastian the Crab, you have reminded me that in The Little Mermaid, Sebastian the Crab is nearly cooked by a chef. And the chef sings a little song. And the chef is voiced by René Auberjonois of Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Ah, Odo.
Yeah. I didn't realise this until much, much later in my life. And then watching it back, it's quite special.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Have you found the crab song yet?
For you.
I found the crab song.
Okay.
I've got a big bag of crabs here.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Look at me and say, I've got a mouthful of crab.
Yep.
What
are you looking at me like that for?
Did you just search for songs about crabs?
No, I this song was in my head when you started saying it. Wait for it. And then it just repeats.
Yeah.
There's a brilliant animation by Weeble many years ago. But yeah, it just kind of popped into my head when you start talking about crabs. So there you go. Crab-related songs.
Happens to the best of us.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag crab songs.
And Amy has tweeted us as saying 33% of Geekly co-presenters have a meeting with this guy. And it's a picture
Mr. Krabs.
Of Mr. Krabs from, I believe... SpongeBob SquarePants.
You would be correct in this belief.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
There we go. Good stuff. I was actually Save Order recently. I was tempted to go and watch the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. I didn't in the end, but you know, it almost
probably
happened.
For the best.
Yep. So as a reminder to all of you, we've got the bad song of the week. This week that we are doing. And yours is nowhere near as bad as mine.
Well,
in my humble opinion.
Your humble opinion it may be, but according to the vote at the moment, that seems to be our listeners' opinion as well.
Oh, have I got more votes?
You've got twice the number of votes I do.
Wow. So as a reminder, Chris, your bad song of the week this week is... Quite a lovely song.
If you insist.
And my bad song of the week this week.
Are you one of the boring people?
Who don't want to be beautiful?
Because everyone can be beautiful.
When you're made of plastic.
We are the plastics. Living a life that's now elastic. We are fantastic. If you want to be as clever, our dogs work their magic.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm wondering just how elastic.
Because you did the dance.
I don't know. Are they like Stretch Armstrongs?
Well, they said, you know, they are the plastics living a life that is now elastic, which is kind of a misunderstanding of how plastic works, surely.
Yes. Plastic
isn't being not elastic.
Not elastic. Yeah.
Plastic, in fact, being the opposite of elastic.
I think maybe. Maybe they were recording that single instead of doing High School Science.
I think, you know.
Or any kind of education.
They were just looking for words that rhymed with plastic, which is fair enough, because, you know, if you're going to release a terrible song about plastic, at least you make it rhyme.
I'll point out that this song was actually picked up by a record company and released by a record company.
Yeah, but so was Rebecca Black.
And
that's
so was
not
the
an,
Pizza Kid song.
That's not an indicator of quality.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, so continue to vote on Bad Song of the Week. It's gkly.co/bad. You can also get in the chat room, gkly.co/chat.
And we're great with these verbs.
Yeah.
One-syllable verbs.
After another song, we're going to be talking a bit about old technology. And if you want to get into the spirit, you can actually put the Geekly Chronicles website into 90s mode.
Yes, you can.
Is it just 90s?
90s.gkly.co. And you'll see the website in full 90s mode.
Is there a scrolling marquee?
It's got a grey background. It's got a scrolling marquee. Nice. Everything's in Times New Roman. The links are all blue and underlined.
And
it's
it will
fantastic.
Definitely work in Internet Explorer
it's
6.
Beautiful.
We hope it'll work in Internet Explorer 6.
Well, I've got my IE6 laptop down there. We can fire it up.
That would be fun.
Yep.
I really hope it does work in Internet Explorer 6 because I put a little badge at the bottom that says
it does.
Recommended for Internet Explorer and Netscape Navigator. We have a caramel apple crumble update from Jake.
Jake.
In the chat
can
room.
Can you do the...
No.
Do you not even want to try?
No.
Okay.
We're going to need some strepsils.
Huh?
Okay. The bass is still wibbly wobbly, apparently.
As long as it's not the other thing.
The bass is wibbly wobbly. If it's timey wimey, then you want to be worried.
Yes, that's usually problematic when your crumble turns out timey wimey. But yes, it's on the way. It's happening.
Yes. And the crumble will taste great in 1923.
Yes. I see.
The higher, the fewer.
I was just about to say that.
And in...
Live long and boogie.
In a desperate attempt to continue saying words before we fall off air, Misty M agrees that the Nick Clegg apology song, as I'm going to call it, is quite catchy.
There is a much, much catchier... a much, much catchier kind of political auto-tune that we can't play without losing our iTunes explicit rating. No, hang on a second. We edit out the songs before it gets to the podcast, doesn't it?
That's a fair point.
That is a fair point. We can swear all we like on this as long as we edit it out. We'll let you vote in the chat room. There's a very, very good song, but it has the F word in it. If you're happy with hearing the F word live on the show for a very funny auto-tune song, then please let us know. If you don't want to hear the F word, and I'm not talking about falafel.
Or fumble.
Or fumble. Or fudge. Or food. Then, I'm running out of F words. Then let us know and we'll try and do that. Prize 6 says, can I get a woo please? As my favourite game finally had boats.
Right.
Woo.
Yay. Hooray for that.
Was that a sentence I should understand?
Well, it's not a sentence.
There's a game that
understood.
They like, and it's got boats now.
Great.
Yeah, I don't think that's not really helping, but okay.
So like, imagine boats. A sandwich good you like, them. And it's got pickles now.
Oh, okay.
Woo.
Yeah,
that would be good if
be
I like pickles
occasion.
Yeah, yeah.
In that sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing this is a positive on the boat.
Yeah. Indeed, congratulations on getting pickles in your game.
Woo.
Yay, pickles!
Amy C in the chat room says, is the word in the song a word beginning with F and ending in uck?
Fire truck.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. That's the one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say that on air. And there's also saying, play it, as are a few others. So
yes, can I have one is saying, do it, play it.
Yes.
But one of what?
Mainly.
That is the question.
So that we stop talking.
Yeah, I've never understood what this is one of. Can I have one? Like, can I have a witness? I don't know.
All right, then.
Yeah. So old stuff. Stuff that is so
that's a rude way to talk about Catherine, but
wow.
It's
do you hear what he just said about you?
We stuff.
No.
I'm sorry, you're clearly things.
You're the grumpy old woman.
That is a fair point. That is a fair point.
So stuff that is now so old and uncool that it has become cool again.
Kind of like our website.
And also kind of like the Microsoft Zune.
Will that ever become cool again?
Yeah, so it was never cool in the first place, right? But yeah. I bought one, being uncool. And I took it out recently.
What, people, to go see, like,
I took it
the
out.
Sites?
Yeah.
Took it out to dinner or...
Yeah, we went to Georgia and California and any place we could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and made love in the sun. Took it out just on the train, on my way into London. And people were exclaiming, oh, wow, that's so retro. It's really cool.
What trains do you get on?
Trains into London for the hipsters.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I've got that train before and nobody talks to each other. It's probably because I get it once all the hipsters have arrived at their jobs.
Yeah.
I say jobs, the coffee shops they work in. So, I say coffee shops, kind of like artisanal, organic, wholemeal kale coffee.
In a tree.
In a tree, yes.
Yeah.
I say tree. I'll stop.
Please. So, yeah.
So what is a Microsoft Zune?
So it was basically Microsoft's answer to the iPod. So Apple released the iPod and released the Zune. And it was a portable music player. And it was part of Microsoft's strategy to kind of focus on consumers, right, and become cool again. And it was actually a really nice device. It was just, it didn't have the services to back it up and it got a bit of a bad rep, like most stuff that Microsoft made in the Windows Vista era.
It's not a bad device, you know, pretty good design. Brown, perfect color.
I had the black and silver one and that was really nice. And I had the one that had the touchpad.
Who designs a gadget and thinks, you know what, this needs a brown version?
Everyone in the 70s.
Apparently
therefore everyone at Microsoft in the 2000s.
Although I suppose it does go along with my philosophy that the best and worst things in life are brown.
Ah.
True.
Bourbon biscuits.
Awesome.
Tea.
Marmite. All awesome.
Poo.
Less awesome.
Yeah, less awesome.
Yes, but you said the best and worst things in life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So there we go.
Cat sick. That's rubbish.
It's quite brown. And
kind of brown.
Poo.
Yeah.
Cat diarrhea.
Generally, things that come out of a cat are usually brown.
Love.
Is that brown?
I don't know.
If love had a colour, what colour would it be? This is a good question.
Purple. Because it's my favourite colour.
It could be brown, because then it's either the best or the worst things in life.
That's if you accept my philosophy.
If we accept Catherine's philosophy.
I'll never accept your philosophy.
KFC gravy is brown.
Okay, now I accept your philosophy.
You're onto something there.
Yeah, so my Zune was very well received. But then I also took an 80s Walkman on the bus. On the train a little while ago. I was going back to that era where I used to take the bus to places.
Is this the Walkman like the Walkman in the film in...
Back to the
Future.
Help
me out. Yeah, that's the one.
Yes. So I have the exact same Sanyo red Walkman that Martin McFly has in Back to the Future. So we're talking a proper 1985 vintage Walkman here. And I had that on the bus the other day. I was listening to Now 1995, which I happen to have on tape, which incidentally has some songs on it by Desiree. And Desiree, of course, was one of your bad songs of the week a couple of weeks ago.
Indeed.
So I was there rocking out to what you would consider bad music on my Walkman. And people genuinely did come up to me and say, is that a Walkman? I think people think that old stuff is cool again now.
I think it's just people don't expect anyone to have kept it.
So I have over 100 different gadgets and laptops and phones and things from 2003 down. And I love that stuff. I absolutely love keeping it in working order and taking it out into unexpected places. So I've been getting a particular laptop ready to be able to go and sit in Starbucks, because so many people sit in Starbucks with their MacBooks, myself included sometimes, and sit and be hipsters. I want to be a hipster 90s style. So I've got a Dell Latitude X.
You know it's good when it has an X in the name.
Yep. Now, this is a Pentium 2 laptop. It runs at 400 megahertz. Amazing.
Such speeds.
It's got 128 megs of RAM in it. No network connection, but it's okay because I've got a PC MCIA card that does LAN. No Wi-Fi. Excuse me.
How are you going to work in Starbucks?
Yeah, this is a good point.
You know, the thing that people have forgotten, you can actually do work offline.
Ah, okay.
And actually, I find that if I'm writing something, I get more work done if I turn the internet off. So I've got Windows 2000 installed on this thing. The laptop itself came out in 1997. I've got Windows 2000 installed on this thing. I've got Office 2000 installed on this thing. Clippy and me, we're besties again. It's great. And I'm going to go and I'm going to sit in Starbucks and work on this thing. Because I'm cool.
Are you going to work on this laptop? Or are you going to do what I did? Because my primary school had a Windows 2000 machine. Are you going to do what I did when told to work, which is just sit there and then make Clippy do all of the animations over and over again for a solid hour?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because that's how I spent my childhood.
Does this mean you can play Minesweeper?
It's got Minesweeper on
it. Oh, fantastic.
It's got original solitaire. But yeah, it's fantastic. And the great thing about this particular laptop is it's kind of got two bays at the front, and one of them had a battery in and one of them had a CD drive in. But you could take the CD drive out and put another battery in if you don't need to use CDs to get extra battery life out of the thing.
Mm.
Modular laptops.
Does that make it really heavy?
This is a laptop made in 1997.
So it's made almost
if you actually use it on your lap, you will never, ever be able to use your lap again.
That is very true.
For anything.
It has the power of 1,000 cats.
Misty suggests, does it have...
Well, the only other thing I'd want to use my lap for is to have a cat sleep on it.
Yes, you were being remarkably not lewd for once.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Misty asks, does it have 3D Space Cadet Pinball on it?
It does have 3D Space Cadet Pinball on it.
Brilliant, because I missed that game. I loved 3D Space Cadet Pinball.
Well, you can fire up the laptop and...
I think we might have to.
...give it a go. Yeah.
We've also got a Crumble update from Jake.
Okay, let's have a look at this, Jake. What
is
wow.
It cool now?
This week has definitely been more of a crumble fumble than a
crumble
fumble. I see what you did there.
It's Jake and the crumble fumble.
Indeed. It does look quite nice.
We should actually have Jake on the show to give us a crumble fumble update.
Yes, yes, we should.
We do have snazzy phone numbers that people can call and everything.
We do. Do you want me to read them out again?
Go for it.
Why not? Jake, if you're listening, please give us a ring, 0203 389 6245 if you're in the UK, or I should really remember this, or 415 287 9705 if you're in the US. Give us a ring. Tell us how the crumble turned out.
I like crumble, but it's going to have custard.
Just give us a ring, translate outside the UK.
Telephone us, call us on the telephone.
Give us a bell.
Hey, we just met you.
And this is crazy.
But here's our number.
Call us, maybe.
There we go.
Flawlessly executed as ever. So, yeah, do give us a ring. Or if you happen to be baking your own crumble and are not Jake, then also let us know how that's turning out. Amy's tweeted some retro tech. It's a yellow Game Boy Color with
the Pokemon edition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Running Pokemon indeed. I'm just trying to zoom in, have a look at that wonderful screen. But yeah, that's a wonderful piece of technology. Reminds me of that time you made me play Pokemon on the show.
Do you remember playing Pokemon?
I still don't understand it.
Well, I think your description of it was apt. It was basically making animals fight to the death while you watch.
Pretty much. Except they can't fight to the death because that would upset the children.
So they faint.
And then you have to take them to be revived so that children don't get upset that they killed their animal. The children should learn Pokemon have consequences.
You look bemused, Catherine.
I am bemused. This is a world I do not move in.
Catch them all. Got to catch them all. apparently. Pokemon. Penman in the chat room says progress, which I'm assuming refers to the fact that we like Taylor Swift, not the fact that the crumb was being eaten, although I think it does apply to both.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah.
And Jake has also promised to phone in after eating it to tell us all how it turned out. So that's going to be
fun. Never a bad thing. How are we doing on the bad song of the week?
Let's find out. The vote has not moved.
Oh, no, it's still double for me right now.
Yes.
It's interesting. So we've been doing Bad Song of the Week. So this is our ninth now, as we're now nine episodes into this series. And how many have I won versus you?
You have won five so far, and I have won the other three.
Interesting.
You just have a talent for finding really, really terrible music.
I do. It's mostly stuff that I actually quite like, but I'd never admit it. Don't look at me like that.
Sounds about right. Sounds.
Actually, you keep picking bad songs that I quite like.
I know.
Like the Desiree song. That was brilliant. I quite like this song.
Yeah. So much so that you insist on dancing to it while you play it, which is disturbing given that you know the actual dance.
Have a party.
And all the lyrics.
Wow, 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 whoa, in the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
We're going to eat pizza. Pepperoni. That's what we used to sing when I was at school.
You were creative.
I didn't have many friends. Or it's the Plastics.
Are you one of the boring people?
Yes, I am one of the boring people.
Apparently, because I don't want to mold my face to look like my favorite celebrity.
Uh-huh. We are the Plastics, living a life that's now elastic. We are fantastic. If you want to be a slut, our dog's worth their magic. Yeah.
I see.
So that is a terrible song. Please vote for it because it's awful.
Please vote for me. I have no votes. I have no votes and we're on show 9 and I've only won 3. I can't win the series by this point. We can just turn out even if we finish at episode 10.
That is true. Misty says, hashtag team boring.
I like that.
But what would team boring stand for?
Not plastic face manipulation.
Boring? Not plastic.
No.
So it would be team boring versus team plastic.
It's team boring. It's a board noise.
We need hashtag team boring hashtag on our geekly t-shirts.
That's what I was thinking. It kind of reminded me a bit of the movie Inside Out that we've all now been to see. And I think my favourite character in that was Sadness.
Yes.
Sadness is just such a great character.
If nothing else, for the quote, crying lets me slow down and obsess over the weight of life's problems.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favourite quotes ever.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's just brilliant. Absolutely loved that.
So.
Well, you know, yes, you liked the bit at the end with film. The cat.
Yeah. Although I don't want to spoil that for anyone.
No, but the bit at the end is good.
Yes, it's a very good film. I would, in fact, say the best Pixar film in quite some time, so.
And Jake says there was far too much cream on the second plate. And looking at a picture of the second plate, which does indeed look like a plate that is older than a Microsoft Zune. It's very 70s style. I quite like it. But yes, there is more cream.
The same attractive brown around the edge.
Yes, I'm assuming that's stylish and not just poo.
We hope so.
Yeah. But the cream actually outnumbers the crumble.
Yeah, I think that's probably the wrong ratio.
Yeah.
Possibly.
It's a 2-to-1 cream to crumble ratio on this plate. It's probably a bit much.
But yeah, we look forward to hearing about how it turned out.
We do look forward to hearing about how it turned out. And
if nothing else, because it gives us content for the last half hour of the programme.
Yeah. Not in any way because we're hungry or anything either. Yeah. Alison says, I want a BBC Micro to play Defender on. Well, I have 3 of them in my garage.
Well, also there's been news that the BBC have recently released... I can't remember what it's called, something like the Micro Bit, which is micro style, but in a Raspberry Pi kind of form factor.
Well, that's quite cool.
So I'm going to Google it now to see if it still exists or I just had a wonderful dream. But
There used to be a radio show on BBC Radio 4 called The Chip Shop, which was very aptly named. It was back when the BBC Micro was first out, and there were ways that you could plug your BBC Micro into phone lines and get things, but this was because back in the day of BBC Micro, you could get a tape deck for your computer, and the tape would have the program on it. You know, you have a program on a tape, and if you'd listen to it, it would sound all bloop and bleepy. And you could, at the end of this program, the chip shop that was all about technology, every week they had a different application for the BBC Micro. And so in the 3 minutes leading up to the news, you hit record on your tape recorder and you would record a program because they would be broadcasting it over the radio.
That is brilliant.
And then you could put it in your BBC Micro. We should do that for anyone that's still got the ability to...
to plug that.
To plug a tape.
If you can plug your tape recorder into our website, essentially, I would be very impressed. But yeah, we should try that. We should find a micro program and...
Yeah, that would be very cool. That was brilliant. And the BBC website has now got a full archive, the Tomorrow's World archive, that's got a lot of great old stuff. They have a full archive of the chip shop shows.
Oh, fantastic.
So you can go and you can listen to it. And you could, if you still had a BBC micro like I do, record all of the original chip shop programs to tape still now and play them on a BBC micro.
Yes.
So you see, old stuff is cool again.
I've found the BBC micro bit.
Oh.
It does exist. I wasn't having a wonderful dream. It is real. But it appears to be all futuristic-y and modern. So it's about the size of a Raspberry Pi.
Uh-huh.
Or a credit card, if you think I'm talking rubbish.
Okay.
When I say Raspberry Pi. And it's got inputs and buttons and sensors. But I don't think you can program it in BBC Basic.
Well, that's a shame.
Which is a shame.
BBC Basic was the first programming language, if you can call it that, that I ever learned.
It is a wonderful, wonderful language. I remember I went to the Gadget Show Live 1 year, and the National Museum of Computing had a stand with a BBC Micro. And they'd set it up so you could program it, and that was a lot of fun to do.
By contrast, I remember...
Having a BBC micro. Yes.
I'm not necessarily that old, but I a place that my mum worked at had a load of BBC micros, so I used to quite enjoy going in there and playing with those. And when they closed down and got rid of all of their BBC micros, I managed to nab a few, which was quite good. Amy has tweeted about the BBC micro bit.
Micro bit, yeah, there it is. Yeah, it appears
it's got antennas and USB. That is definitely not a BBC micro.
That's not a BBC micro. It's got stuff. It can do things. It's got a compass, an accelerometer.
You know, Bluetooth. The original BBC micro did not have a compass or an accelerometer.
No.
It could just about work it out when it hit the ground if you'd thrown it out of a window.
Yes. And, well, you say work it out.
It would just stop working.
It would just working. Stop working. Your program,
although those things were so robust...
That is true. Yeah. I don't think technology is made to last the way it was.
We're even getting a phone call. Look at that.
Speaking
about technology.
Speaking of technology that is actually working the way it's supposed to.
And talking about credit card size computers, that little alert is powered by
Raspberry Pi. It's quite cool. But if I press some buttons on my screen right now, we should now be talking, I would imagine, to Jake. So hello.
Do I have to turn this thing up?
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the Geekly Chronicles.
Hello.
Hello.
So how was the crumble?
Hello.
I feel a bit sick. I think I've eaten too much.
That's always a risk.
Hello.
You're just going to keep saying hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
That's going to happen.
So how was the crumble?
It's good. The base is spongy and the top is crunchy and the apples are cooked, so that's good.
Excellent. Getting a very approving look from Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you like crumble, Catherine?
I really like crumble, especially apple crumble.
Apple crumble.
Anything with apples, really.
This is caramel apple crumble, so it's even more sweet and bad for your health.
Yeah. That's always good. That's always good in a dessert.
Is it brown?
Some of it is, yeah.
Are they the best bits?
The moldy apples, yeah.
Is Like Catherine thinks that anything brown is either good or bad, and in this instance, it sounds like it's good.
How could anything called apple crumble be anything but good?
That's a fair point.
If it was made with human remains.
But then it wouldn't be an apple crumble, would it? It would be a human remains crumble.
It could have apples in it.
But then it'd be apple and human remains crumble.
That's my plan for tomorrow.
Yeah. So how did you make the crumble, Jake?
With an oven and a recipe and a lot of butter and sugar and flour and apples.
Excellent.
And a couple of bowls and spoons.
Delicious. And
are the bowls adding a bit of extra crunchiness to the crumble?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
As are the weights I use to weigh out the ingredients.
Yeah.
Got to be careful with those.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can really break your teeth on one of those. Yeah.
But, you know, gets you some extra iron content, so I guess it's good for your blood and stuff.
So that was a lot of cream on the second plate, Jake. Can you, from your experience now, what is the best cream to crumble ratio?
Slightly less than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still eating the second. Well, I mean, now it's just...
And that would explain the odd moments of silence where you're chomping away there on the crumble.
Yes.
So we were talking right at the start of the show about bad fast food experiences. Have you ever had a bad fast food experience?
I don't think so. I mean, I've had Iceland like nibbly bits before, and I attempted to cook mozzarella bites, and they ended up being quite frozen, and it turns out I hadn't turned the oven on.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Generally a good first move.
I suppose on the bright side, uncooked mozzarella is not going to quite give you the same level of projectile diarrhea that uncooked chicken is.
Remember back in the good old days when you said you weren't going to describe it in graphic detail?
I wasn't describing it in graphic detail. I didn't say, like, you know, brown muck plastering the walls or anything like that.
See, the worst things in life
are brown.
Yeah.
I'm eating.
Very true.
Sorry, but the best things in life are also brown. So please, when you're eating your crumble, think of apples and caramel and not diarrhea.
Okay.
Definitely don't think of diarrhea. Why are you? Why have you got your head in your hands, Catherine?
I don't know, because I start these things and then people run with them.
Yes. Oh, dear. Oh.
Well, anyway, Jake. Yes, please don't. Think of that lovely crumble.
It does look very nice.
It does look nice. And thank you very much, Jake, for coming on and telling us about your crumble. Thank you for the crumble fumble.
Yes.
And if you'd like to share that recipe, I'd be most happy.
Or just come here and make us a crumble.
Both are entirely acceptable.
Please do.
But yeah.
Cool. Well,
thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jake.
Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jake, there.
Yes, that was. Thanks for calling.
And so we've got a couple of new people dropped into the chat room as well. Hi, OB6160Nobi, I guess.
It lifts us up where we belong.
Love is like diarrhea.
No.
No. Can we have one segment where we don't say that word?
Unexpectedly and painfully.
Yeah, okay. It comes on unexpectedly and painfully, and sometimes you end up spraying it all over the wall.
Oh,
I think
dear. That's
just you.
This is why nobody loves me.
This is why we have to edit the show before we publish it.
Yeah. So in crumble update news, Jake feels a little ill, but it was delicious, so worthwhile.
Yeah.
And and has actually changed their name in the chat room to Jake. So there we go.
My ears don't like that name. Yeah, it makes them go.
Okay, so it's Jake.
No, that's just the noise that my ears make in my
Your
brain.
Your ears make a noise.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
You're weird.
Yeah, but that's not something
that's not
we didn't
exactly
already
a news flash,
know.
Is it?
Yeah. Your ears are like diarrhea.
Oh. Is nothing not sacred anymore? Can we have one thing that isn't like diarrhea? You're like diarrhea.
Yes, I am. Because sometimes once you stop, you just can't.
Once you start,
yeah. You just can't stop. OB6160 says, we sound like Darth Vader with asthma.
Yep.
Also, lol. It's the first time I've seen a lol in the chat room for a while.
Indeed.
R-O-F-L.
Jake.
Does the bot need to respond to exclamations of mirth?
I think it probably does.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Jake has sent us a picture of the recipe. Okay. For the crumble.
What is that at the top of the recipe?
A picture.
Of?
By my best guess.
Of some red things.
It's a picture of what I believe is caramel. Things.
I would go with caramel.
Yeah. Okay. What with it being a caramel apple crumble?
I'm most intrigued.
Yes. Well, we shall have to try that recipe on the show and... and see how it turns out. Sorry, I've just noticed that Jake has changed his name to Jake in the chat room.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to say without coughing or having diarrhea.
And also confirms that it's caramel at the top of the recipe.
Yes.
So.
Sorry, everyone's now coughing.
That answers that question.
Coughing. I haven't even tried to say.
Go on.
Go on.
Hey.
There we go.
Woohoo. Yes. Indeed.
I feel kind of wrong.
That's what this show does to you.
Oh, welcome to Geekly.
Yes, we all feel kind of wrong.
Yeah.
Speaking of feeling kind of wrong, shall we have a check-in on the bad song numbers?
Oh, let's do that.
Why not? Well, we've had some votes.
Oh.
But none of them for the correct answer. At the moment, with two more votes, just two, but two more than me, we have We Are The Plastics.
We are the plastics, living a life that's now elastic. We are fantastic. If you want to be a slut, our dogs work their magic.
Indeed. Uh-huh. Who wouldn't want to be them and let their dogs work their magic?
I'm just imagining them.
Imagining kind of Dumbledore in a surgical mask, waving the elder wand.
Oh,
saying,
that would be good.
Elastico.
Yes. Elastico Fantastico was actually a spell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Just because it was a PG film, you never saw anybody use it.
Yes.
And the other bad song, of course, is... I don't get what your problem with the song is.
Everything. But at the moment, I'm just being amused because Jake has changed his chat name to just...
Okay, right.
So there's that.
Right. Okay, well, okay, so thanks for that.
Yes. We are going to need some industrial strength strepsils by the end of the program.
I'm actually starting to feel like my throat's on fire a bit now as a result of all the ing.
Mm. Not easy.
No, indeed. Well, we've had another request. Let's get that in. Her second song is actually fairly good, says OB6160. Well, this... We're going to Ibiza. Why do you cringe every time I press the button to play that one?
Because it's a terrible, terrible song. It's genuinely painful to listen to. Ow.
I have all the controls over here.
You have the controls, that is true.
You can take the stream offline.
I can stop this whole thing.
Okay, fine.
I pull one cable out and it'll all go horribly wrong.
Hold me to ransom, why don't you? I will be answering questions like, does Freshers' Week actually change a person?
That is very true.
One of our lovely presenters is going off to university next weekend and we'll be seeing whether... University
changes. That makes me any less of an old woman.
Yes. We'll see if...
Moving in on Doctor Who Day, no less.
That is true.
Moving in on Doctor Who Day.
Next Saturday the 19th is also the start of a new series of Doctor Who.
So we will be talking about that, I'm sure. Yes. On Geekly on the 25th
Absolutely.
Are you excited?
Of course I'm excited.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited. It may be how I make friends with my new uni people.
I'm so excited!
Of course you are. Speaking of being so excited, shall we get the bad song results? You just have to say it one more time, didn't you? Well, the results are in, and the winner, with, once again, double the vote.
Wow.
that mine got is We Are the Plastics by The Plastics. And wow. I have to say, I agree.
So yeah, your bad song this week was...
Which I think it's fair to say I would happily listen to for 10 hours if it meant I never had to hear We Are the Plastics again. A bit. And I'll say it again, this just might be the worst song we've ever played.
OB6160 says some of it isn't actually even in tune. I don't think any of it was ever in tune. But once again, I was victorious in picking a bad song.
Yes.
So
currently ahead 6 points to 3.
Yes.
So
six points to three.
If we do finish on episode 10, like we said, we might. I have now lost the series.
Well, I don't. Yeah, that's true. But we will see on the last episode of series 2 of the Geekly Chronicles exactly who has the worst song of all.
Well, that is true.
All time.
Because, yeah.
As Mr. M says, how are you going to top this?
That is a good question.
Yes. I have to think of something truly awful for next week's show.
Oh, God.
I think it might have to be a mega mix of all of the bad songs.
Well, Catherine was saying to me while that was playing that maybe in the last show we should just do the bad song vote for all of the winning bad songs.
And see which one is worse.
The worst song.
That's
of the
not
series.
A terrible idea. Not a terrible idea.
Still hasn't worked out if winning this competition is a good thing or not.
No, and Amy thought we were friends. We are. I just hate everyone. I don't really.
You hate everyone
I love
equally.
I love everyone, but I yeah.
But you just hate their ears.
Sharing our love of bad music. Well, no, I don't hate everyone's ears. Just Catherine's, because they keep making weird noises.
Apparently so.
Which we established this week.
Yes.
So this has been the Geekly Chronicles, in which we have talked about bad takeaways. We've definitely talked about bad songs. We've talked about good things being the color brown.
Yes.
But also bad things being the color brown. Mm-hmm. We talked quite a lot about Jake's crumble.
Indeed,
thank you very much, Jake.
The crumble fumble.
The crumble fumble was an excellent addition to the show.
We talked about Sherlock being Disney.
We did.
In the tumble fumble. The other fumble. The time Catherine had the crabs.
Yes.
And
don't roll your eyes. You said it.
You did say it.
I did say it.
Yep. We talked a lot about politics and we made our listeners
fights
haters.
In restaurants.
Fights in restaurants.
Fights in restaurants. And we made our listeners haters at the end of the show. Which is always
I think that's
good.
Pretty much a standard
that's
ending of a
pretty
show
pretty much
for
what
us,
we
yeah.
go for.
So we will be back on the 25th of September. It'll be the last in the current series of the Geekly Chronicles.
Indeed it will. And
that
we
doesn't
might...
necessarily mean we'll take a series break, but you know, our series are 10 episodes
a brief
long.
Hiatus.
A brief hiatus. We may well even come back with some new and exciting features.
Yes. Mm. And
how exciting.
We may well put together all of our bad songs and see which is
although
the worst
not in a
of the
plastics
series.
Way of having new features.
Yes,
no,
yes.
That would be bad. But
don't
yes.
want to have my bum done, as they no, said in the song.
Because it was painful.
So I
yes,
hear.
In the week that someone in Australia was arrested when some salt was mistaken for crystal meth, this has been the Geekly Chronicles.
And I think just because so many people have asked for it, we'll end on a high.
Oh, God.
See you next week, everybody. Well, in a fortnight. See you on the 25th of September, yes. everybody.